The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I just received some information where we the people could still make a real difference in the outcome of the November 4th election. This is about John Dini, D-I-N-I, who's a real person who took a week to read the $700 billion-plus bailout bill of 451 pages. This is what he came up with. The U.S. Congress has done it to us again and tacked on all the extra fluff that has nothing to do with bailing out the financial markets. But it's going to cost us taxpayers billions of dollars for pork barrel spending. Most of us have not read this bailout bill, and our Congress people probably didn't read it either. But many of them got their earmarks payoff attached to this bill, which we and our children will have to pay off for many years. Mr. Dini takes responsibility for his letter's content. You can make up your own mind about what you can do to prevent more future mandated larceny, which is sure to come if they get away with this one. This is not a conservative or liberal, Republican or Democratic letter. This is for anyone who's angry about how our government is running or who is frustrated by a feeling of hopelessness or who feels unable to do anything about our current mess. Listen, my name is John F. Dini. I'm a small business owner in Texas with 4 employees and well under $1 million in gross revenue. I've lived in both red and blue states, on the East Coast and the West. I don't think what I have to say should offend anyone, and that's why I'm willing to put my name on it. I believe that if we continue business as usual by returning over 90% of Congress to office, we are rewarding their arrogance and surrendering any fantasy that our government is answerable to the people. They obviously don't believe it, and that is why Congress has exempted itself from labor law, equal opportunity, OSHA, Social Security, and any liability. This may be our last chance to remind our elected officials that this is supposed to be a government by the people. Our founding fathers designed the checks and balances of government well. The Senate is supposed to change slowly so that it provides a longer-term perspective. Returning 90% of Congress to office year after year, decade after decade, is surrendering the responsibility that Jefferson, Adams, and Washington placed in us. It confirms that Congress believes that they are untouchable. And I say we know they will never vote themselves term limits because they enjoy making a lifetime career out of being in Congress. On November 4th, vote for whomever you feel will be the best president, senator, governor, and for any state or local office. But please don't vote your incumbent congressman or congresswoman. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who the other candidate is. Cross party lines. Close your eyes or hold your nose when you do it, but do it. In the days that are left, we can send a message to Congress that says, you are not above the law. You are answerable for this mess. You still serve this country. Pass this along widely and quickly. Remember, we have only a few days left. Tell your relatives and friends, do not vote for any incumbents. They are entrenched. And to you, John Dini, kudos for caring so much to alert your countrymen. You are an American hero. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.